Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. Yeah, Brother Rufus Troutman, the third, from the album No Compromise, Jesus Can Work It Out, and that's what we're talking about. Jesus, justice, can work it out, will work it out, is working it out through us. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, April the 10th, 2011. Freedom, justice, and equality is our motto. We're talking about the government shutdown, averted. We're talking about foreign affairs, domestic affairs, and we're connecting foreign and domestic affairs and showing that connection with the synagogue of Satan. Now, sisters and brothers, the synagogue of Satan, through both Republican Party and Democrat Party, are working to destroy the human family, working to destroy the working poor in the United States of North America, working to destroy the working poor outside of the United States of America. This is all being generated by the same wicked ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Europe, Israel, the synagogue of Satan. So what are real solutions? Let me do this quickly as I can and then get to the scripture. What are real solutions? Cut the people who have nothing. A lot of people jobless, homeless, have no money. You can't raise the money from the people. You have to go, first of all, no poverty. Living wage job for everybody. That from Stigler is a good solution. Create living wage jobs for 100% of the citizens of the United States of North America. Stand up and force the corporations of the United States of North America to provide living wage jobs for those inside and only pay living wages for those who work for the same corporations of the United States of North America outside of America. Because these same corporations here inside of the United States of North America do business outside of the United States of North America. And these corporations take advantage of slave wage labor, slave labor, sweatshop labor, low wage labor to produce all that we purchase. So we say enough of that, living wage job for everybody. That's a good solution. As well as you have to go to the multinational corporations and tax them properly. Bernie Sanders, I believe he's the independent senator out of Indiana, I believe. I'll have his rank and title correctly written in my summary page. But Bernie Sanders, independent, he put out the top 10 corporate tax evaders. Number one, ExxonMobil. Number two, Bank of America. Number three, General Electric. Number four, Chevron. Number five, Boeing. Number six, Valero Energy. Number seven, Goldman Sachs. Number eight, Citigroup. Number nine, ConocoPhillips. And number 10, Carnival Cruise Lines. All of these multinational corporations made all manner of money in the billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, received bailouts from the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department. A lot of them, and most of them, and paid little or no taxes. Take the rightful tax from these corporations as well. On World Crisis Radio, the April 2nd edition, Webster Tarpley interviewing Dan Abramson talked about the derivatives market, the stock market. They called it the money's made in that realm, stock market turnover or derivatives turnover. And the derivatives market and stock market making in that realm the equivalent of 3 to 4 quadrillion dollars. Have you ever heard of the monetary number quadrillion? What is a quadrillion? A quadrillion is 1,000,000,000,000. So you take a million and a million and 1,000,000,000,000. So 3 to 4 quadrillion would be 3 to 4,000,000,000,000 dollars. All of it untaxed. They made the point, if you take 1% of that, you can pay for everything. So go to the April 2nd edition of World Crisis Radio. We say the ultimate solution is equal access to the land, the wealth, and the resources. The ultimate solution is take back the Federal Reserve Bank out of the hands of the House of Rothschilds. Print the money with no interest. Make monies available to the people. Make jobs available to the people. Equal access to the land, the wealth, and the resources inside of the United States of North America and outside of the United States of North America, because all of this destruction of the human family, destruction of the working poor, is all orchestrated by the synagogue of Satan through the IMF, World Bank Organization, World Trade Organization, through the military powers of NATO, France, Europe, Israel, United States of North America, through Republican governors and Democrat governors, through the Obama administration, through these heads of state and heads of financial educational institutions, through prime ministers and whatnot. These have made a pact with the synagogue of Satan. And Jesus said in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, in warning us of the synagogue of Satan, that Jesus knew the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews but are not, and but are the synagogue of Satan. He is talking about the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, these who are the ruling class and ruling families in the European Gentile Jewish community, who have control over the economy of the world and the mining corporations, resource mineral mining corporations of the world, and who have control over most of your heads of state, most of your heads of financial, educational, and governmental institutions and organizations, who even have control over most of your non-governmental organizations and your environmental organizations. This synagogue of Satan that Jesus warned us about, outside of America destroying the human family, inside of America destroying the human family. Let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 39 and pick it up again at verse 25, talking about Gog and Magog, the synagogue of Satan, the Hyksos, the Ashkenazi Jew. And we're speaking of the ruling class and ruling families. So I would say, as I always do, to the poor and working class Jewish sister and brother, it is time and long time done that you should reject your rulership, reject the Zionist ruling class and ruling families of Israel, reject the ruling class and ruling families of your European Gentile Jewish community. Reject the House of Rothschild, reject the Oppenheimers, and reject the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. And we all, as workers, whether union, public, private, or whether non-union, we're going to march together and manifest Christ within our person and overturn the power of the synagogue of Satan that Jesus warned us about. And the African Hebrew prophet Ezekiel warning us about Gog and Magog, who would come into that land that we call Israel and destroy the indigenous people. By history, we know that the indigenous are African Hebrews and Palestinian Christian and Muslims, destroyed by Gog and Magog, who are from Russia, who are the same Hyksos and Khazars, who are the Ashkenazis, and who are the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families of the European Gentile Jewish community. They, backed by Europe and backed by America, killed and destroyed and continue to do so of the Palestinian Christians and Muslims and African Hebrews and Bedouin Hebrews and so on. So Ezekiel is telling us that when you see that occur in that land you call Israel, you know these are the last days. And Revelation talks about Gog and Magog. And when you see that occur, that occurred in 1948, that invasion of that territory that we call Israel-Palestine occurred in 1948. Because the European Jew is from Russia, from Khazar, the Ashkenazi. These are Russian Jews, and they were backed by the powers. And the whole world has supported that wicked act. Christians, Muslims, and Jews supported that wicked act. Most of your governments supported that wicked act. And so Ezekiel is telling us, you better cease to support this imposter Israel. Cease to support Gog and Magog. Cease to support the Ashkenazi, the Khazar, the Hyksos. Cease to support them, because they will be destroyed. So I say to all working class and poor class Jews, along with working class and poor class people inside of the United States of North America and outside of the United States of North America, cease your support of this imposter Israel that is every day destroying our Palestinian sisters and brothers, poor, working class, and oppressed. And so in verse 25, Ezekiel says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, now I will bring again the captivity of Jacob. Now I want to take my time on that, because see, we are the Jacob. We black people of the United States of North America are that real Jew and real Hebrew that were taken into captivity. Ezekiel writing the words of the Lord God. God says, now I will bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous of my holy name. Now let me read that in the Living Bible translation, see if we can understand it better. But now the Lord God says, I will end the captivity of my people and have mercy upon them and restore their fortunes, for I am concerned about my reputation. Black man and woman, this is referring to you, that the Most High would work on our behalf and end our captivity, end the rule of the synagogue of Satan. And this is extended to all working class and poor class and the oppressed, no matter your color, black, brown, red, yellow, or white, that the Most High will end the power of the synagogue of Satan, end the power of the house of Rothschild, end the power of the Oppenheimers and the ruling class and families of the United States of North America, Europe, Canada, and Israel. And says, have mercy on the whole house of Israel. We black people kidnapped from Africa are they who fulfill Genesis 15, 13 through 15, 400 years of slavery. We fulfill Deuteronomy 28 and 68, taken into slavery by way of ship into Egypt. America is that Egypt, and the same Hyksos, the same Gog and Magog, the same Ashkenazi that was in Egypt in those times called Hyksos, those Hyksos that overturned the indigenous of Egypt, our African, Egyptian and Hebrew ancestors, are the same wicked ones in this time that are the synagogue of Satan, Gog and Magog. It's the same people in America overturned the indigenous peoples of America of the Western Hemisphere called Red Indian. The same people that used slavery in Egypt, used slavery in the United States of North America. So America is our Egypt. And the same wicked forces that were in Egypt who came from Europe, who came from Russia, who came from Europe again, and also showed up here in the United States of North America. The same thing that they did in Egypt in those times with the African prophet Moses was done here in the United States of North America. So God, the Most High, is saying mercy upon the whole house of Israel. Black man and woman, that is you. And by extension through us, it is the whole of the oppressed, the whole of the working poor. The Most High will have mercy and will be jealous for his name, because the people are destroyed. And people are saying, where is God? Where is Jesus? You talk about this God and Jesus all the time, the Holy Ghost. What good is God? But the Most High is saying, the Most High is going to deliver us. And we will know that it was the power of the Most High. We will know that it was the Christ in our person that has delivered us from the power of the synagogue of Satan. And we're going to go ahead and take our last break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.
Behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't see is you own your knees. So the next time you get a chance, tell them it's the God in me. 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 It feels so fresh. It feels so clean. It feels so sweet. It's the God in me. When she get home and get behind closed doors, man, she hit the floor. And what you can't see is she on her knees. And if you ask her, she'll tell you it's the God in me. 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 It feels so fresh. It feels so clean. It feels so sweet. It's the God in me.
You see when you
Greetings, greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, April the 10th, 2011. We're in the book of Ezekiel. We're talking about the destruction of the power of the synagogue of Satan. These who have orchestrated the destruction of the human family, whether inside or outside of the United States of North America, these ruling class and ruling families, these international bankers, and these heads of the mineral resource mining corporations internationally, these are the enemy of all poor and working class people internationally, no matter what nation you are in. If you're in Europe, if you're in Africa, so-called the Middle East, if you're in Asia, if you're in Central and South America, if you're in the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, if you're in the islands surrounding Africa and the so-called Middle East, such as Mauritius, Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, if you live in Australia or New Zealand, no matter, and in the United States of North America, Canada, no matter where you are on the planet, the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, are working through governments all over the earth, working through presidents and prime ministers, heads of governmental, financial, and educational institutions, to destroy the working class and the poor class, and to take all the land, the wealth, and the resources. And all of your nations need revenue, to raise revenue to pay for infrastructure and health care and education. And they don't want to get it from the wealthy class. They don't want to get it from themselves. So they come and take it from you, the poor and the working class. And at the same time, they destroy jobs and destroy your finances and cut you off from access to the land, the wealth, and the resources. And so you see that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. This synagogue of Satan, ruling class and families of Christianity, ruling class and ruling families of Islam, ruling class and ruling families of Judaism, ruling class and ruling families of Hinduism, Buddhism, whatever the religion, there is an elite ruling class, and they have all come together to work with the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers in the synagogue of Satan, along with Vatican City, to destroy the human family. But it's not going to work. The Most High is telling us through the scriptures, whether Bible or Quran, that these wicked forces are already defeated. Their power is broken. Their day is done. Verse 26 of Ezekiel in chapter 39. After that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me. This is speaking again to you, black man and black woman of the Americas in general, the United States of North America in particular, because we of the Americas or of the Western Hemisphere, black people who were stolen from Africa, once again, we fulfill your scripture, whether Bible or Quran, we are the true Jew, the true Hebrew, the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. Now, what was our shame and our trespasses, that we trespassed against the Most High? It was that we joined the oppressor. You had leaders such as Jean-Jacques Dessalines, Toussaint Louverture in Haiti. You had Denmark Vesey, Gabriel Prosser in the United States of North America. You had Fannie Lou Hamer, Harriet Tubman, Karl Rove. All these leaders wanted us to unite and stand against the oppressor, stand against the ruling class and the ruling families. And a portion of us did rise up, but a portion of us did not. And the wicked forces, the ruling class and families, are always sending in infiltrators and sending different leaders who have charisma to cause us to turn away from standing and fighting against the oppressor, standing and not fighting for the oppressed, but hanging out with the oppressor and joining the oppressor in oppressing the oppressed. Dr. King talked about militarism, racism, materialism, and I would say also idolatry, covetousness, militarism, bloodshed, warfare, consumerism, human sacrifice for this wicked system. So the people are destroyed and oppressed, the land, the wealth, the resources stolen and taken, and all manner of consumer goods and items produced so that we may go to the supermarkets and the stores and purchase computers and cell phones and so on. And we act like we don't care that people have died on plantations, mineral, mining, resource corporations, plantations, farm plantations, producing our food, producing all manner of goods for us to purchase, and we don't care that sweatshop labor, low-wage slave labor produced these things, and we don't care that the military of the United States of North America, on behalf of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, have gone all over the earth to kill and shed blood to secure the land so that the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds can send the international mineral and resource mining corporations to mine out those resources to make that which we and produce that which we purchase. So that's our shame. That's our trespasses. It is now time for us to reverse that. We don't say that you can't purchase goods. We don't say that you can't purchase a computer or a cell phone, but no one should have to die to produce such items to consume. So we say international workers' movement, international people's movement, the uprising of Jesus Christ in the poor, in the working class, international, all workers, all poor people, all oppressed people, no matter your color, no matter your ethnicity or religion or race, come together and understand that it is all one international problem. Your enemy is our enemy. We all have the same enemy. It is the House of Rothschilds. It is the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. So when we understand these truths, then we will turn from our shame, black man and woman. We will turn from our trespasses against the Most High. Because when we trespass against another worker, when we trespass against another poor person, when we join the oppressor in the destruction of our poor working class sister and brother, it is as if we are working to destroy the Most High. Because the Most High is in the people. Jesus is in the oppressed. The Most High is in the oppressed. So when we work against the oppressed, we're working against the Most High. When we turn from working against the oppressed and work with the oppressed to destroy the oppression, then we are working with and uplifting the Most High in the oppressed. So the Most High says in verse 26, chapter 39 in Ezekiel, after that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land and none made them afraid. This is a prophecy concerning you, black man and woman, that we, and we're turning now, we're joining forces with the oppressed all over the earth. We are ceasing from our shame and trespassing against the oppressed. And we also are members of the oppressed people. And we are going to see the time when we will dwell safely in our own land. No matter where we are located on the earth, no more oppression for us and no more oppression for anyone on the planet. We will all dwell safely under our own vine tree or fig tree, as another place in scripture says, and none will make us afraid. There will be no more fear in that day. And in this day, we're going to have to destroy the fear of the oppressor. Destroy the fear of criticizing Barack Obama and the Obama administration as he and his administration bombs Libya, bombs Africa and France in Ivory Coast, bombing Ivory Coast people, sisters and brothers, enough dead. We're going to destroy the fear. We're going to have to overcome that fear and overcome our trepidation in criticizing the Obama administration. We're going to have to do it. We are advocates of the human family. We are advocates of the oppressed. Certainly, we love Barack Obama. And I personally pray for the sparing of his life every day and the lives of his mother-in-law, wife, and children, because I am praying and organizing with others who are praying and organizing that Obama turns from the CIA, turns from the FBI, the Fraternal Order of the Police, turns from the Rothschilds, turns from the Oppenheimers. But we are going to have to organize, stand together, and force him to do it. Because no matter who's in office, if we don't organize and force, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, we got to force them to do right by the people. We have to organize and stand strong with the power of the Most High and force whoever is president to do right by the people. But we're going to have to overcome fear. And in that day of overcoming fear, you will see the power of the ruling class and ruling families broken. When verse 27 of Ezekiel chapter 39, I love the scripture, I love the scripture. When I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' lands and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. This is prophecy, sisters and brothers. Let's read that in the Living Bible translation. I will bring them home from the lands of their enemies. Now, sisters and brothers, black people of the Western Hemisphere, we have been stolen from Africa, dispersed all over the globe, dispersed and forced to live in captivity in the land of our enemies. The slave master, the colonizer, stole us and forced us to live in various places, Europe, the Americas, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, and so on, Australia, New Zealand, and so on. We are dispersed all over the earth, living in the land of our enemies. This enemy from Europe, and we're speaking of the ruling class and the ruling families, have gone all over the earth, stolen us from Africa, and dispersed us into their territories that they stole from the indigenous peoples all over the earth. But the Most High says, I will bring them home from the lands of their enemies. Does that mean all of us are going to get up, pack up, and go back to Africa? Not necessarily. But if you want to do so, you can. You will be able to. But what does that mean spiritually, mentally, and morally, allegorically, metaphorically? It means that we as African people will spiritually and mentally and morally come back home to Africa. Spiritual, mental, and moral repatriation. Come back to African culture, African knowledge and wisdom and overstanding, understanding and overstanding that our civilization was the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, for any and all who wanted to participate in it. That's the coming home. And out of the lands of their enemies, out of the Mind of God program, this program you're listening to, We are calling ourselves to come up and out of the mind of the ruling class and the ruling families. Come up out of the mentality of our enemy. Come up out of the mentality of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who want us to continue to support their plans to destroy the human family and destroy the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Come, the Lord will bring us home from the lands of our enemies. We're going to repatriate spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And everywhere that we are located, we will be home, and we will be delivered from our enemy, and we will be home wherever we are, because our minds will be elevated into the mind of Christ, the mind of God, the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Allah, the mind of Yahweh, and we will have broken the power of the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds and the synagogue of Satan, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. Black man and woman, we will be, the Most High will be sanctified in us. Sanctification set apart for the will of the Most High. And the Most High, we will manifest the Most High. That's why I say that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your and my person as well. Hele I, Selassie I, Rastafari I, and I. We are here to manifest the mind of Christ, the mind of God, the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of Allah, Illah, Yahweh, Nyame, within our person. The Most High will be sanctified, set apart within our person in the sight of many nations. The whole world will see us rise up together and realize that we are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. 28, chapter 39, book of Ezekiel. Then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them any more there. You see, because we joined the oppressor, we were led away. We played the game of the devil. And you can't play the game of the devil, because you will be the loser every time. It is not our nature to be devils. It is not our nature to join the oppressor. So we played that game, and we were led into captivity by the heathen, by the colonial slave masters. But now is the time to reject that devil game and realize that we are the African Hebrew Israelite nation, set apart and set aside to stand for the oppressed, against the oppressor. And when we do that, as we are doing, and we are seeing the uprising of Christ, of Jesus, in the people all over the earth, and we are joining that uprising, the Most High says, I have gathered them unto their own land. We are coming now to the time period where the whole earth will be for the righteous. The whole earth will be for the masses. No more ruling class and ruling families. No more middle class and poor class. Only one united human family manifesting the Most High within our person. No matter the color, race, ethnicity, religion, creed, national origin, gender, all united under the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And it says, and have left none of them anymore there. Let me read that a little bit in 28. Then my people will know that I am the Lord their God, responsible for sending them away to exile and responsible for bringing them home. I will leave none of them remaining among the nations, among the heathen, among the colonial slave masters. We will be at peace in that day. The whole earth will be at peace in that day, and that day is now. And it is time for us to work on that now and manifest Christ now, manifest the Most High, sanctified now, standing up for the kingdom of God in heaven, freedom, justice, and equality here and now on this earth as we live and breathe. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.